Welcome back to the I'm Booked podcast. I'm April O'Leary, and this is episode 74, Writing a Leadership Book with Elliot Haverlack. Elliot is a two-time author with us here at O'Leary Publishing, and the exciting news is today I have Heather DeRocher and Boris Bolin, two of the key editors who worked on his brand new book, Firestarter, Igniting Change Through Leadership, which launches today, October 17th. So if you're listening to this today, you can be the first one to read this brand new book. And if you don't know about Elliot, he's an ordinary man who's lived an extraordinary life. He's an Eagle Scout, and he's been driven to help others and hone his fire-starting skills since he was a child. His incredible career has spanned 5 decades, and he has ignited fires all along the way. Elliot thrives by helping others navigate their life journey through his coaching and consulting practice. Helping others to find fulfillment is his passion, and you can find out more about him by visiting his website at cehaverlack.com. You can find that in the show notes. Let's hop on in and hear about how Elliot was able to start his fire of his manuscript Firestarter and work with Heather and Boris in a very powerful way to get this book out to the world. Let's hop on in. So you've thought about writing a book, but you're not sure where to start. Guess what? A lot of people are in your shoes as well. And a lot of people don't know what it takes to become an author, and so they just don't do it. Well, we have decided to make it super easy for you by creating an author adventure quiz. So becoming an author is nothing more than taking an adventure of a lifetime. So take your cruise around the world, come back, have fun, and maybe a few extra pounds, or take a cruise to your computer and sign up for the author adventure quiz, which is free, and you'll get a super special surprise at the end. Can't tell you what it is, but hop on over now, or should I say cruise on over now, to O'LearyPublishing.com, where you can start your author adventure today. Let's cruise together. Welcome back to the I'm Book podcast. I am excited. As you heard, I've got Elliot Haverlack on with us today. He is now publishing his second book with us, Firestarter, Igniting Change Through Leadership. And especially excited because we have two of our amazing editors on this podcast today, Heather DeRocher and Boris Bolin, who were such an integral part of the process of getting this book to be everything that it is. Elliot's an excellent writer, and the team paired with Heather and Boris it lit the fire. So welcome to the show, Elliot, Heather, and Boris.
Hello, morning. Glad to be here.
Thank you for having us.
So glad. So Elliot, this is your second book with us and your third book overall. How would you compare your book, your first book with us, From Fear to Fulfillment, with this book, Firestarter? Was there any changes or any things that were different about the process for you this time?
I'd say that the biggest change for me was I knew better how robust and rigorous the editing was going to be. The first time it was a little bit of baptism by fire, no pun intended, with the Firestarter. And I'm now quite comfortable with it, and I'm very cognizant of the fact that having multiple editorial reviews really makes a big difference when you're publishing a book.
I agree. And, you know, it's interesting because we talk with a lot of people who haven't published a book yet, or maybe they're thinking about, you know, well, I could just do it myself. You know, I could figure that out. And I think the biggest piece that people miss in that process is, like, you can't write a book in isolation. You could try, you can get a first draft out, but to really get the feedback, like you're saying, Elliot, is so crucial to getting the book to the point where the reader is going to have a really exceptional experience, which they absolutely will on this book. So give us, if you could, like an executive summary of what Firestarter is about and who this book is for.
So Firestarter is an approach to leadership that is novel, that I have cobbled together over 42 years in business. And what it really says is that as a leader, you have to learn to really serve first before you can lead. And that despite maybe the role you may have or may seek or desire, that a big chunk of that work is going to be done serving the team that I guess supports you and the company that you're leading. And it's for anybody who wants to be a leader, anybody who is an emerging leader that might be struggling, and even for a veteran leader who believes that maybe they've seen it all or heard it all, I will tell you from personal experience, there is a trove of unlocked potential in your team that you're missing if you have not adopted the appropriate leadership style.
I love that. That is a beautiful way to put it. And it really does encapsulate this book has so much to offer, so many things that I felt that leaders often overlook about their team and how to cultivate the excitement of the team and get the fire started. And so I want to hand it off to Heather DeRocher is our head developmental editor. She has been with us since 2019. She's worked on all of our books. I can't do the work I do without her. And you've worked with Elliot on both of his books.
I have.
Really have taken like the whole vision of what the author wants and who they want to reach. Like Elliot just shared that. What is the book about? Who is it for? And your job is to really make sure that that happens. So I want to hand the mic off to you and have you talk about that with Elliot, about the process of developing his manuscript to really getting it to the point where then Boris could step in, and then we'll migrate the mic over to you, Boris.
Okay. Yeah, so this was really a lot of fun. One of the things I love about working with someone for a second time is we can dive right in. And we really did that. You know, Elliot and Boris and I worked really closely together on his first book, From Fear to Fulfillment, and really got to know each other. And that really helps to know each other, you know, to know someone so well. And some of the things I want to just kind of toot Elliot's horn a little bit here. You know, he's a very humble man, so he won't say how amazing, incredible, and awesome he is, but he is as a leader, as a human, as a dad, as a husband, all those things. I mean, he's just cream of the crop, and it's just a delight to work with him. And we're so grateful that he's in our family and on our team here. And it comes through in his books. You know, and on his first book, it was funny because, you know, politically, he and I are not the same, but we work together so beautifully and we're able to, in intelligent, thoughtful ways, challenge each other to get to a point where we had something that anyone can read and that anyone can benefit from. And I so valued his willingness. He's smart, he's capable, but he's super open and humble and willing for me to call him on stuff and to push him. And he actually likes it, right, Elliot? I think you kind of like it when I push you, don't you?
Well, I call them the hard truths that make me better. You know, I get challenged. I'd say one of the funnier things that happened this time was when I was preparing the preface, Heather very nicely said to me, "It's supposed to make me want to read the book. This doesn't make me want to read the book." And I re-looked at it and was able to re-engineer the entire preface, and it's completely different than it would have otherwise been. And after looking at the original product and the product that Heather helped me to create, they are night and day.
And it's so wonderful because it's so great to work with someone who's willing to do that. And I push all the authors in that way. And for him to really be able to look at it and see, oh my gosh, I could do this. And even people who are really good writers and good at all these things need to be pushed and need to be questioned. I even need that. When I wrote my book, April did that for me. Like, we all need someone to do that for us, right? And I remember it was so wonderful because I was comfortable enough with you. I knew you well enough that I could basically say, like, this does not make me want to read the book. I want to be able to, you know, dive in. That's what it's supposed to do. And it wasn't even just the preface that changed. The whole tone of the book, the title, the chapter titles, the whole theme. There wasn't, you had all this great information, but we didn't have the thing that pulled it all together. And in that push and in your new preface, we came up with Firestarter and all the chapters talking about how leadership is so much like a fire and using all those analogies and metaphors. And now this book is fun and exciting to read in addition to being so practical and so useful. And the thing that I love about Elliot and both of his books is how practical they are. Like, you can put these things into use right now, right here. It's not theoretical. It's on the ground for 40 years. Here's what works. Here's what didn't work. Here's what I challenge you to do. And so it's really like having a great friend come along, hold your hand, and show you all these things that you might not ever have seen from his direct personal experience. So I really appreciated that he was so willing to do that. And we worked together for quite a few months. I mean, it's a pretty long book, right? Elliot likes to have long books. And the way we cut them down is we take part of the book out and we say, you can do this in your next book, right? We'll save this. And that's actually what a lot of this part of this book is saved from the last book because it didn't fit, but it fit here, right? Your letters and your reflections, they really fit in this book. So we had a lot of fun going back and forth on this and really transformed everything, right? And that's what it takes, I think, to have a good book. You have a book, you revise it, you challenge, you work together. The synergy of working together with the right team creates a book that really can light fires, right, for people. And I feel like that was really our experience working together. And it's a lot, it takes a lot longer and a lot more than you think, right?
It's quite an effort, but it's very symbiotic because while I'm trying to create something that will light fires in the reader, Heather, at the same time, was lighting fires within me and helping me to better communicate my thoughts. One of the biggest mistakes writers make is a lot of it's in your head and doesn't get into the paper. And you think the blanks need to get filled in. And Heather and Boris both, you know, questioned me hard on things. And I would say 99% of the time, it made perfect sense to me, and the changes, you know, either I had to do a rewrite or there was some nice changes recommended to me and I accepted those, and both were very, very helpful. And when I look back and I read some of the passages, you know, I just get very excited because they're so put together perfectly. And I know that it's better because of them than it otherwise would have been.
I'm so glad to hear that, Elliot. And it kind of makes me stop and want to just share a little bit about the whole overview of how we do this, you know, because until I really started doing this, I didn't realize how much editing was required. And what we do, we've developed a process that's really effective here at O'Leary Publishing, and we have three rounds of editing. So we have, you know, the author writes the book and maybe I'm helping them write the book, or maybe they've written it and it comes to us. But then we do what we call a developmental round. And that really is looking at the big picture. What's your vision for the book? You know, what's it going to do in the world? What's the message and who's your reader? And we put that right in the very beginning of the manuscript and we keep going back to it. And I keep challenging the author to do what they said they wanted to do with the book. And maybe it changes. That's fine, too. But that developmental edit is really the big pieces, putting them together, the overview, making sure we have it all, make sure we've answered all the questions, making sure what's in your head, Elliot, is actually on paper. That big developmental edit, and that can take months. I mean, I've worked with some authors for 6 months or a year on that, and it's worth it, right? And then once we've done that, and we have that, we've answered those questions, you know, and we keep coming back to who is your reader and what is the problem you're solving for them? And what is the message of your book? We keep coming back to making sure that it's really all goes towards that. Once Elliot and I are done with that, the author and I are done with that, then we hand it on over to the line editor. And then the line editor is going to go through and really look at the word choice and making sure that things are smooth and easy to read and there's nothing stopping the reader from reading. And so that, and then after that's done, we have a proofread. So we have three different rounds of editing. And I think a lot of people don't realize that. And I always like to say it just so people understand what it really takes to create a quality book.
So, and you know what I've found in being someone who's watching from the sidelines, you know, I'm doing, this is part of the process, is like, I get out of the way because Heather does such good work and Boris does such great work. And I'll sometimes, Heather will say, can you take a look at this? Or what do you think about that? Or help out, can you help out the back cover copy? Because some of the material, of course, needs to be marketing, you know, have that marketing angle to it. And so I think that in the cover design, even, and Elliot, what you came up with, I think you were the one that found the ball that has the matchstick that's lit in it. Didn't you find that?
I did. Yes. We were looking at different fire patterns and I was really thinking more than a fire, more a spark or a match. And I thought it was a way to you know, lead to stimulation of new ideas and creativity. So that was, there was the light bulb kind of coming on, so to speak.
I love it. The cover just pops. It is such a stunning cover. It's black with this light bulb on it that's got a lit matchstick inside instead of the typical filaments. And then the words fire starter has some flames kind of set in the actual font. And I love how Heather just shared about how the theme changed, how through the developmental process that you came up with Firestarter and then you reworked the table of contents to make it all kind of revolve around that theme. And then really that's what leaders do. They spark ideas, they spark flames in people. They ignite their passion. They get them, the team, excited about what they're doing. So when Heather, when you were wrapping up with developmental editing, how did you kind of know when it was time to get bring Boris in?
That's such a good question, because I mean, we could go on forever. And if it wasn't for you, April, we probably would. But April's like, okay, we have a timeline. We need to actually publish the book.
Good job. Like, timeline project. Let's keep moving.
Yeah. So you really help with that. But you know, it's like the book kind of tells you, okay, this, I'm done. Like, this is where I want to be. And it really, I mean, it sounds kind of crazy, but it does. It tells us what the cover wants to be. It tells us what the title wants to be. So it kind of was like we had gone through everything back and forth, and I didn't have any more questions for Elliot. I think that's kind of, because that's really my main job as a developmental editor, is to ask a lot of questions, right? And to really, that's how you push them. And I kind of ran out of questions, and it just felt like almost like, boom, it's complete, right? It was yep. There.
Yeah. Did you get that sense?
I did. I mean, I knew we were getting close. And as Heather pointed out, the book has three sub-books in it. And we were getting very, very close on a couple of the sections, a couple of the sub-books. And so you could feel it moving, migrating into that the next wave.
So then Boris, when you got the email or call from Heather, like, hey, it's your turn. It's your turn. How do you get started? Like, what's your process of getting started with Elliot? Or Elliot, do you want to talk about what your process is when you're finally like, all right, Heather has no more questions for me. So now I get to go and work with Boris. How's that?
I just brace for the magic to be created, because Boris, I don't know how he does what he does, but it is wizard-like, and he helps change the tone of a lot of the concepts in the book. I mean, it's the same message, it's the same overarching imperative message, but it's created in a much more salient way, I guess would be the best way to say it. So.
Forth, what do you have to say about that?
Well, I knew that this book was coming. It's my second time working with Elliot, and I was excited about it because, I mean, Elliot is a joy to work with. He's really open to things. He wants the product, the book, the message to be the best and the most effective that it possibly can. And I felt we had a really good dialogue going, Elliot. I felt like, you know, we were going back and forth, and you know, I think that kind of stimulation makes the book better, makes the wording better, you know. And I would have a question, and I would put it in the comments, like, what are you referring to? Are you trying to say this? Or you know, and then he would say, okay, and he would clarify it, and then it would be all, you know, it'd be all spelled out and more clear to the reader. And that's really what we want to do, is make the book accessible to the reader and bring that author's voice through straight, loud and clear, with no impedance. And that's what we really try to do. And that's what I try to do in my editing process. I want Elliot's voice to be heard and heard clearly, and for the reader to get the message in the most effective way. And I think we've done that. I think we've really accomplished that. I think the book is an excellent guidebook for people who want to be leaders, as opposed to managers, Elliot, you pointed that out. Leadership is not management. And I think that's a really important point, because leadership goes beyond. And this really gives people that concept of what it takes to lead and be and start that fire and get people going and ignite them and make them want to share your vision. So, I think
we interesting for us. And I would love for Elliot to speak on that for a minute, because I think there is a mistake that people make that if you're managing people or people are under you, then you are a leader. But how would you answer that, Elliot, just to give the listeners here a little taste of what they can expect in this book?
Yeah, I think it sums up with, there are some managerial elements in being a leader, and there's some leadership elements in being a manager. My experience is most of the leaders that I've been around have been focused on management, and the leadership suffers dramatically. And what you end up with was really an uninspired team. It's not exciting. And really, managers will really say you can't, and leaders transform that into what if. And that's really the difference between the two, distilled down into just a couple words. I think one other thing that Boris brings to the table, which is really helpful for me, is I've been doing this for so long, I've got a lot of what I call corporate jargon that, a person who's not been around me or been in my business orbit doesn't understand. And, or, he'll challenge me and say, well, what does this mean? I don't understand it. Or can you say more about this, because there's too many blanks? And that's very helpful, because I know there will be readers out there who may never meet me, or may never, ever know anything about me other than I wrote a book. And this way it can breathe the life into the words such that they'll be more effective for the reader, who ultimately is the person that we're trying to turn into a fire starter themselves.
And I'd love to just make a plug here that there is a fire starter series that's been the fight. It's in the kindling phases, right? So I think that the fire starter, when you read this book, Firestarter, and I encourage you to pre-order the book, it's already pre-ordered. It's in pre-order right now. It's beautiful. It's a hardcover with a dust jacket. You can get the ebook. It's going to actually launch on Tuesday, October 17th. But you'll get the concept of what a fire starter is, but the veins of all the different directions that fire starters can show up in different ways. I think Elliot has such a gift with words, but he also has such deep knowledge of leadership. And so he's not talking about things he doesn't know about, like some people do in their books. He's talking with this vast amount of experience leading large teams, taking businesses from small to large to very large, and doing it in a way that people are excited and that they feel motivated. And some of the letters that he included, I want you to talk about the letters a little bit, Elliot. And why you included them and what the reader can expect from those.
So I have always found that one of the ways that I enjoy communicating with my team is to write heartfelt letters about different events in the organization. And they could be about a tragedy. They could be about a triumph. They could just be a thank you letter. And I've enjoyed doing that for almost the entirety of my career. When the computer age came about upon me, I started to save those letters. And what we did was we carefully took the literally hundreds of letters and distilled them down into a sample. So there's a letter in there for almost every event. And what we're urging the reader to do is to take those letters and use them as stimulus to start writing letters to their teams. So it's an exciting and different way, and I just absolutely love doing it.
And you're so good at it, so good at it. So Boris, one thing that I think you left a little open-ended here, and I want to go back to a second, because for someone who hasn't worked with an editor, maybe they've published their own book, or maybe they're thinking about it, or maybe they're not that confident in their writing. Some people are like, I know what I'm thinking, but I don't want to say it the right way. And your job is to help them say it the right way. But you said, I leave some comments in the, I think is what you said. But I'm thinking, like, sort of like you said, Eliot uses some business jargon that maybe other readers wouldn't know. I think in the editorial world, when we say we leave some comments, what does that mean? Like when you said you had great dialogue going back and forth, can you talk a little bit about how, like, technically speaking, what does that mean? Like, what are you doing?
Sure. Yeah. So we work in Google Docs. The manuscript is in Google Docs, and we are able to go in and make suggestions, either suggestions or final edits, depending on the situation, but usually suggestions for the author on how, they might improve a certain sequence of words or paragraph or, terminology. And then the author is able to look at those and respond, either accept the suggestion, reject the suggestion, have a dialogue with the editor about the suggestion. So it's something that appears off to the side when we work in Google Docs, and it's a very effective way of having a dialogue and a relationship with the author, and it's a very efficient process, and it works rather well. So,
Elliot, how did you find that working for you?
I was absolutely liberating for me. It helped make the book just continue to enhance the book every step of the way. I think one of the funny things about it, and I don't know if Boris feels the same way, but I feel like he and I spent a lot of nights together because he and I both seem to work at odd hours.
Yeah.
And I'll be in there at 3 o'clock in the morning and I'll be, oh, he's in there too.
Yeah.
And
right behind me, coming up behind me. And I'm like, oh, wow, Elliot's up too.
Yeah, so I just found that fascinating that, it doesn't matter what time of the day or night, when the moment comes, oftentimes we'd be almost on top of each other. And so I would immediately stop what I'm doing, give him his space and go find something else to do. That was really, really enjoyable part of it, I thought. So,
yeah.
That's kind of a neat part, I think, of Google Docs is you can see if someone else is on the document at the same time. And so it's like, ooh, Heather's looking at, and you could see where their cursor is and what they're doing. So it's sort of like you could be a voyeur on your own document, seeing what he's doing. And we always say, and for a large part, the editorial process serves the author. We want the book to serve the reader, but we don't ever take control of the book and do what we want to do. We always make sure that the author is the boss. So if there were suggestions or ideas or things that Heather or Boris made to Elliot, and Elliot's like, I don't want to do that necessarily, Elliot's the final say. And we really, really try to bring our best suggestions forward, but not be tied to whether the author wants the suggestion or not. And across the spectrum of authors, some people are very willing and open like Elliot is, and some don't want as much help or don't want as much input. And so it's okay, whatever your level of comfort is with letting go, in a way, letting the editors do their work, I think is really important. Was there anything else, Heather or Boris, that you felt we didn't cover in the editorial? And then I'm going to shift a little bit towards design and book launch.
I think we got everything. Although, I'd love to let me just read a couple chapter titles because they're just so good. And I think it'll make people really understand
Perfect.
The book
more. Do it.
And want to be in that. So, so this book is, we basically have three books in one, which is really kind of cool. Book one is Leadership, The Responsibility to Ignite. And that's kind of the core of all the information experiences that Boris or that Elliot shares. And then book two is Leading Teams, Letters That Burn. So those are all the letters that he talks about. And then book three is Reflections, Leadership Ideas That Ignite. And those are a lot of articles that he wrote over the time. But that first book, book one, it has eight chapters. And I just am in love with the chapter titles. It was so fun for me to challenge you, Elliot, and then to have you come up with these. And I just want to share them because I know they're awesome and amazing. And I know how proud you are of them because you really worked on them. So You Want to Start a Fire. Chapter two, The Kindling That Optimizes Combustion. Chapter three, Sourcing the Elements for Combustion. Chapter four, Smoke Signals. Chapter five, Spreading Like Wildfire. Chapter six, When the Fire is Doused. chapter 7, it's a great fire, but, and chapter 8, tending the fire. So you can see how much fun this book is to read at the same time as being practical. And I'm so excited by those titles, Elliot.
I love it. And because this podcast is also on YouTube, so if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Google Podcasts, you can also see everybody if you hop over to YouTube. So I am going to screen share actually to show the cover, even though if you're listening, you're not going to be able to see it. But I want to talk for a minute about the cover and about how this all came together. And I also want to share that Elliot got some really powerful endorsements for this book as well. So you can see here it's black and it's got Firestarter in big letters. It's got orange and yellow flames kind of coming from behind the cover, almost through the word Firestarter. And then Igniting Change Through Leadership is really bold and white. And then you've got the light bulb below it that's just glowing with this single matchstick in the middle. And then, of course, Elliot's name is on the bottom. And in the back, we included a matchstick or matchbook. That I can't show you that right now because it's not here on Amazon yet. But when I look at this cover, it just feels like so like fresh ideas. It feels clean. It feels relevant. It feels like like there's a lot of power inside of it. And I feel like that's what the cover, the vibe that it gives me. How do you feel? Like, Elliot, what was your feeling on this as it came through and some of the designs we went through?
It was interesting because there were a lot of earlier designs that I loved. But just like my last book, when I saw this one, I knew this was the one we wanted. And then it was just a matter of, you know, tweaking a few of the elements, the fonts and things like that. But I think it speaks really well to the book and gives the reader a good insight to some of the stimulation they're going to get and the difference, you know, who's ever seen a matchstick inside a light bulb?
Right.
Not very many people. And I think the book is a message that's very unique. There are a treasure trove of books out there that tell you how to be a leader. And I see a lot of those as out of a corporate playbook that's been around forever. And this is just a new and a different departure. One of the other things about the book that I absolutely love, because I don't want to work and have not wanted to work without having fun. And I like to bring fun into all my books. And at the end of each chapter in the first section of the book, there's these lighthearted lessons that are true stories that happened in my career that I hope they'll come through to the reader as entertaining as they occurred in real life, because some of these things became almost infamous in the lexicon of the company and lasted for 10 or 15 years as becoming synonymous for an event or something that happened. And each of the chapters has that at the end of them. And I think they're fun. I hope that the reader will see that as well.
I love it. Well, this book has so much to offer. I know for those of you who are listening who have read leadership books, you're like thinking maybe, oh, another leadership book. This is a leadership book that you have not read. You have not read what Elliot has to offer. It is a totally fresh, totally new way to approach igniting fires in your team. I highly encourage you to go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, pre-order it. You can pre-order the Kindle or the hardcover edition. I want to thank you so much for trusting us for a second time to go through this trenches of editorial, I'll call it editorial heaven. and really come out with such an amazing book. I want to just really thank you for trusting us to bring this work to the world again. And Heather and Boris, I want to thank you for your work that you're doing to really sharpen our authors and to bring these books forward. And Elliot, I wish you so much success on the launch of this book. Anyone have any final parting words they want to say before we sign off for the day?
I just want to say I'm looking forward to the next one already, because as Elliot said, and as we believe here at, you know, Allure Publishing, is we are about having lots of fun and joy. We really do. If we're not going to have fun, we're not going to do it. So I look forward to the third one, because I know how much fun we're going to have on that. And also what we're going to bring to the world for other people, because you really are dedicated to bringing things that people need. So thank you, Elliot. And thank you, Boris. And thank you, April. This is an awesome team, and I'm delighted to be a part of it.
Same here.
Ditto.
Well, I'm looking forward to what's next. And I will tell you that it's as simple as this, folks. Lighting a match, spotlighting, of course, in this particular case, because sometimes even the greatest fire starters have to try a second time or a third time. But I got it lit.
There we go.
And this book will light a passion in you like you have not had lit in you before. And I don't say that lightly. It really is intended to be the end all. And for those who pick it up and read it and have questions, you can go to my website, and I'm a pretty approachable guy. I'm more than happy to talk to you about concepts. Just shoot me an email.
What is your website?
It's cehaverlack.com.
Yes.
And you'll learn a little bit about my coaching business and some of the other things that I value in my life and my career.
I love it. So be sure to hop over to cehaverlack.com. I'll put that in the show notes and hit him up on Instagram. He's on Instagram. He's on Facebook. You could send him a direct message and he would be happy to hear from you. Thank you all for your time today. This wraps up another episode of the I'm Book Podcast. And be sure to hop over to OlearyPublishing.com, where you can take an author quiz and find out if becoming an author is something that's in your future. Have a great day, everyone.
And this, my friends, concludes episode 74. I hope that you learned a lot about the fun we have here at O'Leary Publishing through the editorial process, whether it's developmental editing, whether it's line editing, whether it's just sparring back and forth on a Google document to ignite ideas and help our readers, our future readers, to consume the best book possible. We have a lot of fun with what we do here at O'Leary Publishing. Thank you, Elliot, for trusting us again for the second time with your book, Firestarter. And if you don't know the first book he published with us, it's called From Fear to Fulfillment, A Fight for Faith, Family, and Freedom. You can grab that book as well. You can check out his Amazon author profile. Be sure to follow it and meet up with him on his website at cehaverlack.com. If you've ever thought about writing a book, or someone has said to you should write a book, you're not alone. About 80% of people have thought that they should write a book. And at O'Leary Publishing, we say we will help you make that dream a reality. Be sure to go over to OLearyPublishing.com, where you can take a free author adventure quiz and see if now is the time for you to get started on your author adventure. Thank you for listening to the I'm Book Podcast. And this is April O'Leary signing off and hoping you have an amazing day.